Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If we feel like we ourselves who are suffering have missed a step somehow, we're not even going to look for God's provision in that place. So I want you to just speak to the idea of, that we need a right theology when it comes to suffering.
We really do. And I'm not sure I can name a place in American Christianity where I think we have such a strong, almost invisible mindset that has zero biblical ground. It's just all through the Word of God. The New Testament talks 50 times about suffering and the benefits inside of it. Only one time does it say, kind of connect suffering to being outside the will of God. All the other times it connects suffering to entering into the kingdom of God. Suffering is pushy. It will push us around. It will push us somewhere. And I don't think we have a lot of control over the fact that we will suffer, but I think we have quite a lot of control over where it pushes us, where it moves us. It can move us further into bitterness. It can move us further into isolation. It can move us further into doubt, or it can move us further into dependency on Him, or further into open relationships in our community, or further into compassion toward others who are suffering. And so I think that having the right theology about what God feels of suffering is one of the main keys to going through it well. And when I say suffer well, sometimes people shoot back at me that they feel like I'm saying suppress it, like be a big girl or be real brave or whatever. And that is not what I'm saying. When we suffer well, it just means we let suffering move us to the right place, to a stronger place, and not a place of feeling more shut down, feeling swallowed up in it.
So good. Here's a quote from your book, Ruthless. We can survive theological gaps and misunderstandings when things are going well in our lives, but when we're faced with a really big battle, it's essential that we determine what we believe to be true of our battle commander and then stick to that truth like glue. We need to know the God who fights for us, or we will be tempted to turn to ourselves or other sources for help, and that's always a bad idea. Say more about that, if you would.
Yeah, always a bad idea. I think whenever we land in suffering, we tend to get drawn toward people who have suffered the same way we have. And if they don't have a solid theology about who God is, we're going to fall into the trap of, you know, I've watched people go through divorces and they land with the people who say men are terrible and you need to just, you know, fend for yourself or shortcut out of this season into a new relationship or any of those things. And it's so important to first understand what we believe to be true of God, or we will spend our time shaking our fists at Him and wondering why He disappointed us, why He dropped us, why He treats other people better than us. And so I think that suffering honestly can build such a strong theology if we'll let it, because we see Him in the darkest times. And we stop believing for this idea of this God who moves us around all trouble, and we fix our sights on the God who goes with us into trouble. And when you know God will go with you into any trouble, it makes you very brave.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.